Okay, I ran down the hall, and I got the official listener email bag.
We've got email from you.
Play some music.
There's lots of mail, indeed. We've got email from you.
Cancel your phone.
There's some we cannot read.
You stupid bunch of...
Some say our show should be admired. And others say we should die in a fire. We've got email from you. We've got email from you.
All right, here we go. Using our incredible brain power to answer all of the important questions that you have. We start with Tom. No, not that Tom. A different Tom wrote us and said, I'm looking for a new job. Are we sure it's not that Tom? He's not here.
Tom is not looking for a new job.
Okay.
Tom likes doing the Walsall East games so much, I could demand kickbacks from Tom, and he'd pay.
Well, this Tom writes to us and says, I'm looking for a new job, and I've been lucky enough to find or to land a few interviews lately, but the last one was horrendous. It was the owner of the company, so I brought my A game, but the guy seemed pretty disinterested. Then he opened a bag of pita chips and ate them in front of me and washed it down with a Coke, and it's not like he offered me any. The whole thing was awkward and embarrassing. Was he trying to make me uncomfortable on purpose as a test, or was he just being rude? That's interesting. I've never experienced a situation where the interviewer was eating and, you know, kind of distracted while doing the interview. Have you?
Actually, I have, and I didn't take anything by it. I'm being interviewed by the vice president of a fairly large broadcast group.
Mm-hmm.
The vice president, I could tell, was going to hire me.
Right.
Said, you've got to meet the owner, though. So he took me down the hall to the owner's office. Now, it's clear that the VP's got the power to hire, and if the VP says, this is my guy,
but this is the last final thing. If the owner is like, yeah, whatever. But if he looks at you, go, get rid of this. Last little itty-bitty hurdle.
The owner clearly had clients of this radio station in his office.
Right.
I was waiting outside. Their meeting was wrapping up. Hey, thanks to see you. Great. That's good. And then I was kind of ushered in.
Right.
And he said, he was polite. He said, I've only got like 10 or 15 minutes. I got another meeting coming up. I just want to say hello. And he asked, so it's okay if I eat at my desk. Well, what are you going to say to the owner? No, don't. But that's unusual. And I thought it was politely handled. It seems like in this interview it wasn't politely handled.
Yeah, that seems a little odd. Now, the only thing that I've come up with, I just remembered this, and this was very bizarre to me and a little off-putting. I was being interviewed for a management position at a mutual fund company that's all they did. They sold mutual funds, and they had a radio show. And so they were interviewing me at the time to kind of do the both things, right? Well, the guy that was interviewing me was much younger than I was. And he asked, as we were sitting down to lunch, as the food came, he asked, would you mind if I took my insulin? And I'm like, no, that's fine. He pulled out the
but
needle.
But he's going to take a syringe and he's going to shoot right there at the
he
table?
He did. He took out the syringe kit. He pulled it back and he pulled his shirt up, pinched up a bit of the tummy, shot the insulin in his stomach.
You excuse yourself and do that in the laboratory.
That is exactly what I thought. And to be perfectly honest with you, all of those out there that have got diabetes and you do the insulin thing, I don't mean this to be insulting. I lost my appetite. It was like, I'm not.
Some people are squirmish Well, here would be my advice for this. If you determine that the boss is strange, that there's something not normal or not right, that the company is owned by someone who's eccentric.
Yeah.
You might decide not to work there.
Is this a career move or is it a job? If it's a career move, maybe you don't want to do it. If it's just a job while you're doing something else, what the heck? Give it a shot.
Okay.
But yeah, that's a good point, man. That's a very good point. All right, last one comes in to us from Nate. Nate's 25 years old. He says, guys, my buddies and I went out over the Memorial Day weekend, and I was eyeing an attractive woman at the end of the bar.
Oh, yeah.
She was with a friend, but we kept looking at each other. I was going to get up and go talk to her until the bartender brought me a drink. from her. He said, Nate says, it was a huge turnoff. I feel like a guy should always be the one to make the first move, and it was kind of emasculating when I didn't get the chance. Is that what other guys think? Is it sexy when a woman buys you a drink, or does it mean she's desperate?
No, no, wait a minute. See, Nate, you blew this. You blew this big time.
Yeah, I think so,
too. You could have been invited back home for nightcaps and Nirvana.
Oh, God.
She bought you a drink, and you said she was attractive, and then it went off the rails because she brought you the drink.
Yeah.
Nate, just go with it. Oh, just go with it, buddy.
You know, I'm not going to go so far as to say, yeah, you should have hooked up with her, big man. But I think Chris is right. I think maybe you should expand your horizons a little bit. Don't be afraid of a woman that is a little bit more on the assertive side. She apparently knows what she likes, and she wanted to make sure she had your attention.
And she said she liked you.
And listen, man, I don't know if you are aware of this or not, but sometimes us guys, we're not so good on the whole taking a hint thing.
Oh, no, the hint
we're not.
Has to be delivered to my forehead with a 2x4.
Thank
right.
you. I cannot tell you how many circumstances there were in my younger life when I was just naive that I was approached and I was like, oh, yeah, I'm fine. How are you? Okay, got to go off and do my paper out now. Later on in life, I look back and I go, well, you're an idiot, dude. Who knows?
This happened to me in high school. I'm leaving for college. I've graduated. I'm getting ready to go to college. And I'm catching up with some of my old friends who I'm going away from.
Mm-hmm.
And one of them says, dude, you know she liked you.
You're like, shut up.
I said, really? I said, you didn't get all the hints? No.
What hints?
No, I didn't get all the hints.
I see? This is what happened. So...
Better
Nate,
hint, please.
And Nate, don't carry on the tradition of us being a bunch of knuckle dragging Neanderthals, dude. If that obviously she understands us guys, we don't get the hint that often. You got to be a little more direct. Next time that happens, Nate, explore it. Don't just dismiss it. You never know.
I felt really compelled to call on my way into work.
The news you need, the issues you're passionate about.
And what's wrong with that?
AM 550, FM 99.9, WSAU.